الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، الحمد لله. We come to our brothers and sisters here in Dar al-Sunnah, Shepherd's Bush. ولله الحمد. On the 20th of Sha'ban, 1435. Wallahi, dates are important. Huh? Dates are important. 18th of June, 2014. Even if you go to a hadith book by Ibn Mulaqin, Mustalah Hadith, he mentions the importance of history, knowing the dates, knowing history. Ahl Hadith, they concern themselves with dates. When the A'imma passed away, when they came, and they know the liar from the one who speaks the truth with dates. Look, Ibn Battuta, he said about Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he said he met or he saw Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah giving khutbah in Syria, in Damascus, and just as he's coming down from the minbar, he says, Allah descends just as I am descending from the minbar. Of course, we cannot say that about Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. There is none comparable unto him, and he is all hearing, all seeing. But this was a lie against Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. You know the aqeedah of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. نُثْبِتْ كَمَا أَثْبَتَ اللَّهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَكَمَا أَثْبَتَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. We affirm that which Allah affirmed for himself, and what the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم affirmed for Allah. But we cannot say that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention about himself. Nor can we say what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't mention about Allah. We stop and we don't say how. Just as in the narration of Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Dar Hijra, who died 179 Hijriya, when a man said, how is Allah's ascension? كيف استوى? How is Allah? It's istiwa. How? Imam Malik rahimahullah became red, came up angry, and he said, Al-Istiwa'u Ma'lum. Allah rising above the arsh is known. Because Istiwa' in the Arabic language means Irtafa'a wa'ala. In Kitab al-Tawheed, Sahih al-Bukhari, Mujahid, the student of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, and also Abu Aliya from the Tabi'een, said, what did he say? They said, Istiwa' it means ala wa'rtafa'a. Irtafa'a wa'ala. Allah rose and he ascended. Salaf explained this, what the correct meaning of istiwa is, based upon the narration, the numerous narrations. How? We don't know. But the man asked Imam Malik, how? Imam Malik rahimullah said, istiwa'u ma'lum, is known. How is unknown. Wal imanu bihi wajib, and to believe in it is an obligation. And to question it is innovation. Question, how is innovation, and I do not see you except as an innovator. This narration clarifies, as Ibn Taymiyyah clarified in his Aqidah al-Wasatiyah, the correct understanding of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah regarding this affair and all of his beautiful names and attributes. And so it was proven with dates, with history, it was proven that neither was Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah doing khutbah that day, where they lied about him saying that he descends from the minbar just as Allah descends, or I'm descending just as Allah descends. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah never said that, never was there in the first place. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah never said about Allah that which Allah didn't say about himself. In the matter of al-istiwa, he clarified al-istiwa'u ma'lum wa kayf majhul wal imanu bihi wajib wa su'alu anhu bid'ah. And it was also in terms of the dates. Ibn Taymiyyah was not even there at that time in that particular area because he was in prison. So that was flawed. And if you want to know the proof of this, you can find it in Muhammad Khalil Harras, his explanation of Aqidah al-Wasti and the Muqaddimah introduction. He deals with this firya, this slander against Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, which many of the Ash'aris and innovators. And there is a nice master's thesis or PhD thesis, it's a big fat volume, all about the slanders against Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Ibn Taymiyyah did not except follow the manhaj and methodology of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. And after Ibn Taymiyyah, his students Ibn al-Qayyim and Ibn Kathir rahimahullah jami'an, they follow that path right down to the a'imma of today, from Muhammad Wahhab rahimahullah to his students, right down to the a'imma, the scholars of today, the likes of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, and before him the likes of Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz rahimahullah, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, and Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah. They followed one aqidah. Aqidah is one. There's no two aqidahs. So dates are important, especially nowadays. Mashallah, many shabab, lot of youth, lot of shabab, they don't know what happened in the past. Many of them. In the 90s, we had lots of battles against Hizb al-Tahrir. Before Muhajirin, Muhajirun even was given the name Muhajirun. And there's Muhajirun, and they are living in this country, Kaif. So Hizb al-Tahrir, we used to call them Hizb al-Talitics, because there was not Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah. It was just Qala Jarida, Jarida Fulan, newspaper this, newspaper that. And there was no Athar. They were not Athari. Not in their following the Sunnah, not in their narrations. Dates are important. Back then, there were issues. You see, Alim, Allama, a great scholar, is the one who deals with the issues in times of fitna. You know who the Alim is. You know. Because the Allama is a sign in that time of fitna, he clarifies the affairs. And so, during that critical time in the 90s, many nowadays who some shabab overnight, they made them Allama. Where were they in the 90s? What happened in the Gulf War? Nothing. Quiet. None to be seen. No one to be heard. It wasn't until the 2000s, and then all of a sudden Allama sprout out. That doesn't work out like that. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan said, anyone, you look where he sprouted out, what he studied, what is it that he studied, who he studied with. It may be someone studied with the alim. It may be. But did he follow the manhaj of the alim? Like Sheikh Mughbir rahimahullah, we met him in Jeddah. He loved Sheikh Rabi hafidhahullah. And he loved the mashayikh. We went to visit him in hospital in Jeddah. Lot of issues, a lot of questions, but just to cut the story short, he asked about who we studied with. We told him at that time he was in Medina. He said in Medina, Sheikh Ubayd al-Jabri hafidhahullah, and so on. And he mentioned some of other mashayikh also to benefit from in the haram and outside the haram. So alhamdulillah, ni'mah. He knows who the ulama are. And look what he said to me. Because when he found out that we're from Morocco, he said, tell Maghrawi, look straight away. Because at that time, Maghrawi was saying his statements of takfir. From the statements of takfir that Maghrawi said at that time, is that the weddings in Morocco are similar. The people who are celebrating these weddings with music and dancing and mixing. Taba, it's haram, la yajuz. But he said this is like Bani Israel worshipping the golden calf. That's a matter of shirk. How can you liken ma'siyah, disobedience, with shirk? And shirk, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ عَيْشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive any partners that are associated with him, and he forgives anything else besides that. وَلَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتُ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ وَلَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكُ وَلَتَكُنَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدُكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. So Zumar, if you were to commit shirk, Allah is addressing the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is for all of the Ummah, then your deeds will become null and void. Your deeds will become null and void. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu dhanbi a'zam. O Messenger of Allah, what is the worst sin? What is the worst sin? He said, An taj'ala lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqak. That you make with Allah a partner, and He's the one who created you. Well, He's the one who created you. So a nidd is a partner that people make, that the mushrikun make with Allah. When the Prophet ﷺ, he never left it. He heard a man say, Ma sha Allah wa shi'ta ya Rasulullah, what Allah willed and you willed, O Messenger of Allah. He said, Aja'altani lillahi niddan. Have you made me a partner with Allah? Qul ma sha Allah wahda. Say whatever Allah willed on His own. Tasfiya wa tarbiya. Purification and education. Purification. He told him, don't say that. Have you made me a partner with Allah? Purification. Tarbiya, he didn't leave him at that. He taught him. قُلْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. say whatever Allah willed on his own. So shirk, call upon other than Allah, and innovations, these are evil. Evil disobedience. The worst of them is shirk with Allah. Then innovations. Innovations in aqeedah, and innovations in actions. A person should keep away from bid'ah, because bid'ah, it's as if you're claiming Rasulullah has deceived the message. As Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah mentioned, the one who said that, the one who brings a bid'ah, is as if he claims Rasulullah deceived the message. And we know the Rasulullah akmala al-risala wa adda al-amana ballagha al-risala, he completed that which was upon him, and that trust that's upon him, and that is to fulfill, to complete this deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islama deena. Perfect. What can you add to perfection? Look what Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said about this verse. He said, perfect. Perfect in commanding and forbidding. Fil awamir wal nawahi. Perfect in all of his affairs. So in the 90s, when we had the Gulf War and fitan, trials and tribulations, we had extremists who came out and they wrote books. The likes of Salman Awda wrote a book called Hakada Allamul Anbiya. Thus taught the prophets, which was translated by somebody who was translated in Brixton Masjid. What's his name? Dawood Abdullah. They translated it and they published it. And it's one of the translators of Adnan Abdul Qadir, the one who's from Ihya Turath, that was given a lecture in Brixton, Love of Allah, back in those days. This book was translated into English. Doesn't deserve it. This book, he's got bid'ah in it. How you translate it into English? How? Because when it comes to the chapter of shirk, he says there's shirk, which is modern day shirk, and there's primitive shirk. As for the primitive shirk, the shirk of calling upon other than Allah, the shirk of idols, the shirk of relying upon other than Allah, the shirk of calling upon the dead. He called this primitive shirk, as if this is not present today. By Allah, if you were to go to Asia and Africa, wouldn't you see this present today? This type of shirk? There's even people doing tawaf around graves. There's people going to the graves and bowing, doing ruku' to the graves. And there's people going and calling upon the dead. In times of hardship, the mushrikun of the past, in times of hardship, they would call upon Allah. Surah Luqman. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ الْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ until the end. Look, don't you see the ship that sails through the oceans? It sails through the oceans. Who keeps it afloat except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, this is a sign for those who reflect. The birds flap their wings in the air. Who keeps them afloat except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Surah Al-Mulk. Can you remember the verse, Surah Al-Mulk? About can you remember the verse? Yalla ya Ahl Al-Quran. The verse about the bird flapping its wings in the sky. Who keeps it afloat except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ahl Quran. Memorizing 30 verses of this surah will save you from the punishment of the grave. Hadith sahih about Surah Al-Mulk. Naam. Alam yaraw ila at-tayri fawqahum saffatin wa yaqbidn ma yumsikuhunna illa ar-Rahman. إنه بكل شيء بصير. الله أكبر. Who keeps that afloat? Who keeps the bird afloat? In the sky, flying, high, hovering above. إلا الرحمن, the most merciful. Who keeps the planes afloat? The engines, the wind, the dynamics. It's Allah, يا رجل, Allah سبحانه وتعالى. All the affairs belong to Allah. ألا له الخلق؟ Al-Amr, to him belongs the creation and the command. To him belongs the creation and the command. So call upon Allah. Call upon. So this book, Hakada Allamul Anbiya, should be the opposite. Hakada Hadharu الأنبياء. حذروا from what? From your da'wah that this is primitive shirk, as if it doesn't exist today. And as for the shirk today, he said the shirk of those rulers who don't rule by Allah's law. MashaAllah. The shirk of those rulers who don't rule by Allah's law. Yani the shirk of today, the modern day shirk, is about the rulers, not ruling by Allah's law. Billah. You see how the focus has gone? From calling the people away from the worship of other than Allah now, now the focus is the rulers. As if all the affairs go back to the rulers only. Ya Rajul, we are all responsible. كلكم راع وكل راع مسؤول عن رعيته. And in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about the ruler, the woman in her household, the man in his household, right down to the servant who has the duty to the masters or to the owner's belongings. From the ruler right down to the servant. All of us are responsible. Allah, كلكم راع وكل راع مسؤول عن رعيته. All of us are responsible. So why are you concentrating only on the rulers? Huh? When all of us are responsible, when you turn it back on them now, you say, but hold on, you're not ruling by Allah's law as well. أو حزب التحريري أو تكفيري أو تبليغي أو إخواني أو جهادي تكفيري. You're not ruling by Allah's law as well. Are we going to make takfir on you? But you see, أهل السنة أرحم الناس بالخلق وأعلم الناس بالحق. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said in Majmu' al-Fatawa, they're the most merciful with creation and the most knowledgeable about the affairs. With the truth. Most knowledgeable about the truth. We don't go making takfir left, right, and center. Careful. قَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مَنْ قَالَ لِأَخِهِ يَا كَافِرُ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِهِ أَحَدُهُمَا. Whoever says to his brother, oh kafir, it falls on one of the two. So, oh Hizbi, oh partisan, look at your situation now. You are not ruling by Allah's law in starting with Tawheed. You are now going to the rulers. Start with Tawheed, which all of the prophets and messengers started with, calling to, first and foremost. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah, beautiful Sheikh rahimahullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise him many levels in Jannat al-Firdaus, Ya Rab. This Sheikh, alhamdulillah, we met 19 years ago in Jeddah, and he's so kind, invite us to his house every Wednesday. And in the week, he was doing 4 classes a week, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because Monday is fasting, no class, every week. So, Sheikh, mashallah, tabarakallah, very beneficial. He's the one who showed us at that time who the ulama were, when GMAS was breaking up, when all this turmoil in the 90s with the Gulf War, when Dawood Abdullah was translating this book, doesn't know what he's doing, when all these things happening around, the ulama, we went back to the ulama to clarify to us what's going on. And wallahi, we were living a life of peace with the ulama. Any fitna that came, whether it's fitna al-Maghrawi, fitna Abil Hassan, fitna of Adnan Ur'ur, fitna Ahmad Salam, fitna of right until today, al-Hajurin, all that. Stay with the ulama. تخرج من باب واسع, you'll be happy, be content. Wallahi. Why? Because the ulama, warathatu al-anbiya. They are the inheritors of the prophets. إِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَمْ يُوَرِثُوا دِنَارًا وَلَا دَرْهَمًا وَلَكِنْ وَرَثُوا الْعِلْمِ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهَا أَخَذَ بِحَظٍّ وَافِرٍ. The ulama, the prophets don't leave behind dinars nor dirhams. They leave behind knowledge. Whoever gains it, gains a great treasure. How you speak ill of ulama? Insult the ulama, whether it's in Medina or in Mecca, other than them, calling them rotten flowers and calling them, So who's going to teach the people Tawheed then? Salman al-Awda, the likes of these individuals. Who? And Safar al-Hawali, when he wrote the book Zahirat al-Irja, when he said Sayyid Qutb Shaheed. And you know, Ahl al-Sunnah, they don't say Fulan Shaheed. We don't know if a person died Shaheed or not. You can't say, otherwise you've just made the tazkiyah for him that he's in Jannah. Say Allahu A'lam. And you know the narration about the one who stabbed himself. Fulan Shaheed. Who's going to do? Sayyid Qutb speaks about Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma. Speaks about Awr ibn As, that they used deception. Sahaba, claiming they used deception and cheating and lying in order to get their political gain. Because of politics. Speaking about Sahaba because of politics. Speaking about Musa alayhi salam, comparing him to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and saying Musa alayhi salam has a fiery nature. Because of Look at his tafsir, Surah Al-Ikhlas. You see that on Wahdat Al-Wujud. Wahdat Al-Wujud, unison with creation. And he mentions in the tafsir of Surah Al-Ikhlas, if you can call it a tafsir. And likewise, in Ma'alim Fi Tariq, his issues of takfir, blanket takfir of societies that he has made, that the takfiris nowadays drink from. This was their imam, this was their leader. Because of what? Politics. Don't worry about what he said about Sahaba. Don't worry what he said about Musa alayhi salam. Don't worry, as Sheikh Muhammad ibn Rahimullah said, don't worry about him negating the arsh and negating so-and-so with his aqidah. Don't worry about all that, so long as his politics. He had fiery nature and he wanted politics. That's what's important. La billah. That is not where salvation lies. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِالظُّلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ سُورَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ. This is where salvation lies. You want security. You want salvation. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِالظُّلْمٍ. Those who believe and don't taint, clove their belief with what? With dhulm, the greatest oppression. يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Oh my son, don't commit shirk with Allah, for shirk is the severest of all oppressions. This is the crunch, or the crux of the matter, is calling the people to tawheed, to the worship of Allah, as if, mashallah, all of them are upon tawheed. What is left now is only the rulers. لا يا رجل. You have a long way to go. When they said that to Sheikh Albani, rahimullah, Ya Sheikh, your way, it will take thousands of years. He goes, now you know Manhaj al-Salaf. Now you know Manhaj al-Salaf. Take a long way. We don't look at the how long. We look at the quality, and the situation is the way of the Anbiya. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. So extremism is going beyond the boundaries. Extremism is مُجَاوَزَةُ الْحَدْ. Boundary. الحلال بين حديث نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه الحلال بين. And he narrated this hadith, he was a young man, less than 10 years old. الحلال بين. And the ulama of hadith, they say the allowance of accepting the narration of a young man. الحلال بين والحرام بين وبينهما أمور مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. Allah. Halal is clear, haram is clear, and between them are the doubtful matters. Many people don't know them, the doubtful matters. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi al-Madkhali said regarding this hadith, when he was explaining it in a conference, in a Dawra Ilmiya, he said, if many people don't know, as this in the he said, because many people don't know, that means few people do know. Who are they? They are the ulama. So this hadith is a proof of the saved sect. Because they are the ones who know the doubtful matters. In the 90s, they knew the doubtful matters. When we and you needed the ulama, there was no hajuri at that time. Look how now, allama, ghulu, extremism. What happened then, in the 90s, solving the massive affairs at that time? Ulama, the great scholars at that time, the likes of Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, rahimullah, and Sheikh Nu'thaymin, rahimullah, and Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimullah, and those who defended the manhaj in Medina, the ulama of Medina, inam, from the likes of Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri, hafidullah, who put out his refutations against these political activists. Yes. Look, they were saying, hukum, hukum for Allah, hukum for Allah. What happened to the hukum of Allah nowadays then? What happened? Look what happened to Salman Awda now. Yasir Qadi translating for him. Look what happened to Salman Awda now. Going with the majalis with Qardawi and other than him. Huh? Mixing and matching. What happened to Aid al-Qarni back in those days? Hukum for Allah, hukum for Allah. What happened nowadays? I read in the newspaper of Medina, there's an interview with him. They said, is it allowed to have Shia schools in Saudi Arabia? He said, yes, no problem. What is Shia schools going to teach? They're going to teach you Subh al-Sahaba. So what happened to the Hukum of Allah? Is that from the Hukum of Allah, Subh al-Sahaba? Or is from Hukum of Allah, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعهم بإحسان. Loving the Sahaba. إذا ذكر أصحابي أمسكوا. When my companions are mentioned, then we hold. So the Prophet ﷺ said, إياكم الغلو. إياكم الغلو. Be warned of falling into extremism. في الدين. In the religion. فإنما أهلك من كان قبلكم الغلو في الدين. For indeed, what destroyed those before you is what? Extremism in the religion. Prophet said that to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, after he picked up the pebbles, it was a bit too bigger, it should be chickpea size, he picked up pebbles that were bigger than that. So Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ الْغُلُو. Of course, this address is for us, it's for the Ummah. It wasn't directed to Ibn Abbas, it's the address to teach him and teach us that even in the matters of ibadah, don't be extreme. In all matters, in aqidah, don't be extreme. In ibadah, don't be extreme. In mu'amalat, don't be extreme. فَإِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ الْغُلُو فِي الدِّينِ. Extremism in the religion. That hadith is narrated in Nasa'i. Na'am, and you can find different wordings as well in the other books of hadith. So Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said in Iqtida Sirat Mustaqim, volume 1, page 328, he said, وَالْغُلُو مُجَاوَزَةُ الْحَدُ بِأَنْ يُزَادَ الشَّيْءٍ في حمده أو ذمه على ما يستحقه ونحو ذلك. في حمده أو ذمه على ما يستحقه ونحو ذلك. So here he's saying extremism is to go beyond the boundaries of Allah. تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها. Such are the boundaries of Allah. Don't trespass those boundaries. تلك حدود الله. The other verse. فلا تقربوها. Don't come close to those boundaries. So الحد, the hudud of Allah, is already been mentioned. The boundaries of Allah, the halal, the haram, already been mentioned. The da'wah to tawheed, already been mentioned. The da'wah to the sunnah has already been mentioned. You will not find a solution with the political activists. Huh? For them, you see, Salafi, mashallah, tabarakallah, one who follows the path of the Salaf, athari, he's strict in following the Quran and Sunnah ala fahm al-salaf, in the understanding of the companions. Strict in following that. They don't go into making their own opinions. As one of the Sahabi said, put your opinion in your pocket. And I think it was Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, خَلِّ رَأْيَكْ فِي جَيْبِكْ. Put your opinion in your pocket. Talking about affair of deen, talking about affair of ibadah. Put your opinion in your pocket. It's deen, it's ibadah, it's tawqifiyya. قال الله, قال رسول الله, قال الصحابة, زبن القيم رحمه الله, said, this is علم. That is what knowledge is. So going beyond the boundaries, Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله says, with regards praising and dispraising. He والله غلو في الصالحين ودا وسواع ويغوث ويعوق ونصرا. Isn't that the five of the righteous at the time of Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام, who were overpraised such that they made pictures of them and then they worshipped them besides Allah? غلوف الصالحين. And look at this, غلوف الصالحين. If I was your slipper all my life, ya Rajul, what about being kind to your parents? What about praying your five daily prayers? What about doing the other ibadat? And you want to be a slipper? Ya Rajul, الغلو, إياكم والغلو, إياكم والغلو, إياكم والغلو في الدين. Extremism in the religion. You want to be a slipper? Huh? SubhanAllah. And also the other one who said, in the desert, he said, making istighatha, calling upon other than Allah. Istighatha. With who? With Yahya. How, ya Rajul? What happened? Tawheed, ya Akhi. What happened to Tawheed? Did you not study Surah Thalath and Kitab Tawheed? Did you not study the books of Tawheed? Wallahi, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi says, we love the ulama. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, hafidhahullah. From book to book. When you finish one book, start another book. When you finish one book, start another book. 10 years. Been in Medina. Best years of our lives. Walillahi alhamd. Been with who? With Ahl al-Ilm. With the likes of Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri, hafidhullah. Naam. And in Masjid al-Nabawi, no doubt. Sunan ibn Majah with Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, hafidhullah. In hadith. Allahumma barik. Great understanding, great fiqh. Allahumma barik. But give everyone their haqq in their affair. In Jarhu Ta'deel, the likes of Sheikh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali, knowing the men. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah used to say to us, go to Sheikh Rabi', for he is the Yahya ibn Ma'in. And that was before, we saw Sheikh Rabi' in Medina before he went to Mecca. When he went to Mecca, alhamdulillah, that was a year as well that we went to Jeddah before coming to Medina. And what a beautiful year that was. Because he's teaching what? Aqeedah. Books of Aqeedah and Manhaj. Sharia of Imam al-Ajurri. Naam. And Ba'ith al-Hadith. In Mustalah al-Hadith. Naam. And Fath al-Majid. Aqeedah. And you're saying istighatha. Kaif? Then, where did you learn? And what was it that you were learning? These are basics. It's not about hifz only. Hifz is good. Jazakallah khair. You memorize. It's good. But you don't have understanding. What was the benefit? Khawarij. They memorized. They didn't have fahm. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabbar Allahum ri'an. Sami'a ma qalati. Fawa'aha wa adda'a kama sami'aha. May Allah brighten the face of a person. He hears my saying. He conveys it just as he heard it. Look what he said though. I missed out a bit there because I... purposely to show you what that word is. He didn't just convey. Fawa'aha. May Allah brighten, illuminate the face of a person who hears my saying. Fawa'aha. Ibn Athir rahimahullah said, Fawa'aha fahimaha aw faqihaha. Ya'ni, he understood it. Prophet ﷺ is praising you, O Sunni, O Salafi, for your what? For your fahm. For your understanding, not faham, not call, for your faham. Faham. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the importance of faham and fiqh. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ حَدِيثِ مُخَارِ مُسْلِمِ حَدِيثُ مَعَيَا بِنَ بِ سُفْيَانِ رَضِيَ عَنْهُمَا. Understanding of the religion. If Allah wants to show goodness to a person, it gives him understanding of the religion. Faham. And he said to Abdullah ibn Abbas رَضِيَ عَنْهُمَا حِبْرُ الْأُمَّةِ. He said to him, Allahumma wafiqhu fi ddeen wa'allimhu ta'wil. Give him understanding of the religion and teach him ta'wil, tafsir. Teach him explanation of the Quran. And he became from the best, most knowledgeable of explanation of the Quran. The mushrikun of the past, in times of hardship, they call upon Allah when the ship is about to sink. What do they do? Da'awallaha mukhlisina lahu ddeen. The mushrikun now worse. Even in times of hardship, they're calling upon other than Allah. So what happened to you, ya Rajul? Calling upon other than Allah. Call upon Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Look at this fa'idah from Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He said, from the reasons of your dua to be accepted is that you are upon the correct aqidah. This verse is the proof of that. From the reason, and I think it was Ibn Uthaymeen Allah who mentioned it, but he quoted it from Ibn al-Qayyim. And looking at it, as far as I remember, it goes back to Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. And this is the way of Ahl al-Ilm. They take from there, previous ulama who preceded them. He said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. He answers the call of those who call, when they supplicate. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Let them answer my call. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Allah. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And let them believe in me correctly. You want to, Allah to answer your dua? Then have the correct aqidah. Have the correct belief. Shows you the importance of tawheed. And the severity of shirk. People complain. Oh, problem of the ummah. Mashakil. Problem in this country, in that country, in this one, and that one. Ya Rajul, do you have the correct aqidah? Are you learning the correct belief? Is that what you are doing? Or is it just mishmash all over the place? Where is Allah? What? Who? Don't know what's going on. Abu Hanif rahimullah said, a scholar of his time, he said, if a person doesn't know where is Allah, then is disbelieved. In Fiqh al-Akbar, it's quoted in there. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his beautiful names and attributes, that Allah is above the arsh. And this one, what's his name, the one that come? And even he mentioned his own biography, and his own biography is enough to refute him. What's his name? Nu'man or something? And Hada comes on the YouTube, just listen to a little bit, because we don't have time. Rabbi to ulama, and listen to Ahl ilm. Comes in there and says, why are we wasting our time? Where is Allah? Where is... Did the Prophet ask it? Did Sahaba ask it? He's asking like this. We say to him, yes! Where were you? Where are you, Ya Akhi? The proof is Sahih Muslim. Hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami. Beautiful hadith. You find this hadith in Kitab al-Tawheed of Ibn Khuzaymah. How do you know that? Subhanallah, Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah, I said, go back to that book. And I found it in there. Because he said, the first book that I read, he said, Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah, he was in Egypt. And also at that time, a lot of Ash'aris, a lot of people blind following madhabs and so on. Huh? And he said, I went to a bookshop and I found a person called Munir Dimashqi. Huh? I found some books by him as well. I have in my library, Allahumma barik. Yes, we search, find the little gems here and there. He has a book, Sharh Qawaid al-Arba'a, Usul al-Thalatha. Yani, ihtama bi kutub al-ilm, kutub al-ulama. Munir Dimashqi, the owner of this bookshop, he says, this is next to Azhar in Cairo, he says to him, what should I believe? I don't know. Everyone's saying this, everyone's saying that. What should I believe? I go to the masjid, the imam in the masjid nearby, his name is Ali Hilwa. Still remember his name, Ali Hilwa. Huh? He says, whoever says Allah is above the arsh, then he's disbelieved. Huh? So he gave him, Munir Dimashqi. That was a misguided imam, of course. Munir Dimashqi gave him a book. The first book, he said, I got in Aqidah. First book, look at the husn ikhtiyar, or the blessed choice, or the excellent choice of Munir Dimashqi. He gave him this book. What's the book? Tawheed wa Ithbat Sifat Rabb. Allahu Akbar. Of Ibn Khuzaymah. And in there he finds the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami. Long hadith in Sahih Muslim. Long hadith. Where somebody sneezed in the prayer and he said, Rahmakullah. And then he said, when he said, Rahmakullah, the Sahaba, they start beating their thighs and they say they're looking at him for him to keep quiet because he's new to Islam. He doesn't know. He's talking in the prayer. You're not allowed to talk in the prayer just from your own self. So he says, Malakum tanduruna ilay. Why are you looking at me? In the salah, why are you looking at me? And then in the end, the Prophet said, Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami, radiallahu anhu, I never found a teacher better than him. He never told me off. He never spoke harsh against me, over me. Rather, all he said, "Inna hadhihi salah, la yasluhu fiha shay'un min kalam al-nas." This is the prayer. Nothing from the speech of people is allowed in it. Yani in those places, except for sujood, of course, and just before the taslim, as Sheikh bin Baz Ahmad mentions. "Inna hadhihi salah, la yasluhu fiha shay'un min kalam al-nas. Inna tasbihun, takbirun, qiraat al-Quran." That's what he said to him. It is tasbih. It is takbir and recitation of the Quran. And then Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami radiallahu anhu, he said, I'm new to Islam. I had a slave girl or servant girl who was looking after the sheep. And one of the sheep was eaten by a wolf. And so because I became angry, I slapped her. So the Prophet showed him the seriousness of that. He said, bring her to me. After he said, shall I free her? He said, bring her to me. When she came, he said, who am I? Man ana? You are Rasulullah. So even a shepherd girl, look how knowledgeable she was in Aqidah. Shows you that knowledge was widespread amongst the Sahaba. And the Sahabiyat. Knowledge was widespread. Ilm. Al-Nafi' wal-amal al-Salih. She said, you are Rasulullah. She said, where is Allah? He said, where is Allah? She pointed up, fi sama, above the sky. And fi in Arabic has different meanings. From it is in, from it is above. But you don't say, go in the land, wamshu fil ardi. Allah says, go in the land. Doesn't mean go in the land, it means go over the land. It means go over the land. So in this case also, it means above the sky. Allah is above all of creation. Hadith Sahih Muslim. And there's more details that the Ash'aris try to bring. And we have already discussed that in our explanation or in our translation of Sheikh Albani's debate and demolishment of the Ash'aris Sufis in the tapes called Where is Allah? So you can go back there, four tapes, or four CDs or so. You can go back there and see the more details in that. From the best what we heard from Sheikh Albani, rahimullah, like a diamond inside a great mountain. That's how beautiful those tapes are. More than that. Ya wallah. Sheikh Albani, rahimullah, in the 90s we were listening to him, give you strength, aids you in knowledge, in understanding. And he was a great alim who told us and showed us who the ulama were in that time. And he praised and he said his great words that he said, like Sheikh Muqbil, rahimullah, great words that they said for the likes of Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah. So anyone who comes later, known in the two, not in the 90s, unknown in the 90s, majhul in the 90s, unknown, comes later after 2000s, after all the fitness passed and everything. Now, 2000s, and start speaking about these great ulama, they know that they are extremists. And praising those who speak ill of the ulama in their presence. Know that they are the extremists. Why? Because they speak well, they speak ill of the best of the people, calling them rotten flowers. And saying Jazakallah khair to the one who said that Shaykh Rabi is a rotten flower. MashaAllah. A'udhu billah. Is this the way to honor the ulama? Is this the way? And no doubt, man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Whoever harms a friend of mine, that I'm at war with him. And we consider the ulama, they are the friends of Allah. Or they are the ones that, the awliya of Allah, those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their guardian. I think that's a better translation. The guardians, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their guardian. That they are people of tawheed, they are people of sunnah, people of who call to the correct understanding. And you call them that. Ghulu. And the end result, Allah will be at war with you. You kick out people unjustly, you get kicked out also in a way which you didn't even realize coming. So we ask Allah to protect us from ghulu. Yaakum wal ghulu fi ddeen. Yaakum wal ghulu fi ddeen. Yaakum wal ghulu fi ddeen. Fa'innama ahlaka man kana qablakum al ghulu fi ddeen. Look how many times the Prophet ﷺ is repeating it. Why? Showing us the seriousness of extremism. The three. One said, I will fast all day, every day. The other one said, I will spend all night praying. The other one said, I have nothing to do with women. Prophet ﷺ said, who is this? Call for them. He said, I fast and I break my fast. And I pray a portion of the night and I sleep a portion of the night. And I marry women. Whoever keeps away from my sunnah, then I have nothing to do with him. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّةِ فَلَيْهِ He is not from me. That's what he said. Not that I have nothing to do with him. That's an incorrect translation. I have nothing to do with... فَلَيْسَ مِنِي He's not of me. He's not of me. So therefore, ghulu, extremism, with regards to salihin, we respect the honor of the scholars, Ahl Sunnah, the ulama, loving them is deen. If you can't be alim, be a student of knowledge. If you can't be a student of knowledge, at least love the ulama. At least love the ulama. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke well of them. And He raised them. Their status. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ درجات. Many levels. Not just one level. Many levels. So if you try to harm the friends of Allah, or those who are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their guardian, which is a better translation, then Allah is at war with you. You're going to go with a battle with Allah. You will lose before you even begin. You're going to go with a battle with Allah. Harb. Allah is at war with you. مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ You're going to go against the... So know who the ulama are. Don't be extreme. Like the takfiris. They don't know who the ulama are. You ask them who the ulama, they say they're hidden. Allah. We saw them in Slough. One guy said, Abu Isa, Amir Mu'mineen. Since when? Living in Stoke Podge's Lane or some place like that. How is you came, all of a sudden, you're Amir Mu'mineen? إِيَّاكُمُ الْغُلُو فِي الدِّينِ Now he's in Belmarsh prison or something, they say. Amir Mu'mineen. What happened? Where's your commanding and forbidding? And where's your... What is it that you are owning? What is it? Living in a council flat, you say, Amir Mu'mineen. كيف? يَا رَجُلْ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ And you know what? It's not. It may seem funny, but they were actually using hadith all about bay'ah for him. Hadith about bay'ah, hadith about bay'ah, hadith about bay'ah. Na'am. That's if you're under in a Muslim country with the leader of the Muslims in that country. And bay'ah means sam'u ta'a. That's all it means. And that's the main thing that it means. Sam'u ta'a. That you don't go out against him with your tongue or with your sword and so on. That was what bay'ah is. What are you commanding and what are you forbidden? And we have met them in Slough. Another one, he does punishments in his own household. Punishments, hudud. If he hears someone has done a mistake, he goes and whips them in his own household. What is this? Ghulu. Iyakum ul-ghulu. And these jama'at, they bring ghulu. Why? Because they go against the sharia. Qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, qala sahaba. Just the other day, brother Tablighi came into our masjid in Markaz Mu'ad al-Jabal in Slough. And he said to us, he's Tablighi and so on, he wants to know,
He was saying, oh, tabligh nisab, they read, it's all good and all this. We said, oh, come on, bring the brothers, may Allah reward them, in Maktab al-Salafiyya. They have a reputation just on tabligh nisab, the errors. So we go and print that out, say, brother, listen, about 25 pages of it. Say, look, I can't read you all the errors, but let's just look at the ghulu that this book has. The ghulu, extremism. We read it, and this person, he knows the unseen. Many of the cases, this one knows the unseen. There was one that grabbed my attention because it was, subhanAllah, if he said, he is told by some peer, if he reads 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah, huh? Then he will be saved from the punishment of the hellfire, if he reads it 70,000 times. If you look at the Sunan in Bukhari and Muslim, the four Sunans, Sunan ibn Majah, Sunan Abi Dawud before that, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Sunan al-Nasai, if you read the books of the Sunan, you read thousands, more than 20,000 of hadith, Bukhari and so on, the most Rasulullah s.a.w. said was 100. The most he said 100, never mentioned, say this 1,000,000 times or one. He never said that. Why takalluf? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, economizing, اقتصادٌ في السنة خيرٌ من اجتهادٍ في بدعة. Economizing upon the sunnah is better than striving upon bid'ah. Wanna strive upon sunnah, ya akhi. Economize upon sunnah. أحب أعمال الله أدومها وإن قل. The most beloved actions to Allah, those are continuous, even though they are little. Continuous, even though they are little. Do that which is little. Upon the sunnah is better than striving to do bid'ah. This narration in this tabligh nisab, Fadail Amal, they call it, starts with what? 70,000. So then somebody called out to him after he had a dream and he screamed. Somebody called out, oh, your mother who died such and such time, she is in the hellfire. MashaAllah. Yani they know that his mother is in the hellfire. Look at this. علم الغيب. Knowledge of the unseen. And Allah said, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوْ. And with Allah, the keys to the unseen, no one knows them but him. And Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is the all knowledgeable, the one who's all aware. You're going to base your deen upon a dream, and so the dream says that his mother is, someone said in his dream that his mother is in a hellfire, because he's got so many 70,000s that he's collected. He said, right, I'm going to pass one of those 70,000s to my mother to get her out of the hellfire. And he did that, and he went, and she came out of the hellfire, supposedly. This is in Tablighi Nisab. And we told you about the claim when a man looked, they say, in one of the narrations in Tablighi Nisab, a man looked at one of the ankles of a woman going around the Kaaba. Masiyah, sin. People going around the Kaaba with shirk and bid'ah, some people. Yes, some people, like the Rafidah, they're upon shirk. They're going around the Kaaba. But where's the hand that they claim comes out of the Kaaba and slaps this individual and says to him, how dare you look at the ankle of the women around the Kaaba? That's Masiyah. He's looking at the woman's ankle. What about people speaking ill of Sahaba? What about people doing shirk around the Kaaba? Where's that hand to slap them? How many people need slapping nowadays? A lot of people need slapping, huh? Where's that hand? You see, gibberish. They bring narrations of them, and it's all falsehood. Storytellers, Salaf, different. Salaf Athari, they were Athariyun. One of the Salaf, he was plucking his, when he saw a storyteller, he was plucking his hair under his armpit. He said, what are you doing? He said, what I'm doing is the Sunnah. What he's doing is lying about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Storytellers, beautify the speech. Nah, you read their books. Is it referenced? قال الله قال رسول الله. Is it فهم الصحابة? Be careful. And who clarifies this for us, Ya Abdullah? Isn't it the ulama? Aren't they the ulama, the ones who clarify these affairs for us? And you want to speak about against the ulama and destroy that connection between us and the ulama? You want to destroy that? By Allah, you will never succeed. من عاد لي وليا فقد أدنت بالحرب. Neither will you succeed with the ulama of Medina, no ulama of Mecca, no ulama of Riyadh, no ulama of Yemen. The true ulama of Yemen, you will not succeed. And other than these countries where the ulama are present. Allahumma barik, wazid, khair, ni'ma. Don't be in confusion. Be with Ahlul Ilm. The ulama, those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised many levels. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from extremism. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in beneficial knowledge, knowledge that when we learn, we practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us for our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to that which is khair, to that which is good, and that we, our last statement is La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sincerely, before we leave this life, because life is short. We're all going to die. It's only a matter of days. As Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, Ya nafsu ma hiya illa sabru ayyam, ka anna muddatu adghathu ahlam. Ya nafsu juzi anid dunya mubadira, wa khalli anha, fa inna al-eeshata quddama. Oh my soul, is but a few days patience. Oh my soul, he's talking to himself. Look how humble the ulama were. Naam and are. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah died 204 Hijriya. My Muslim was born in that same year. Imam Shafi'i. Oh my soul, is but a few days patience. How many people we've seen come and go. In 95 when Jimas broke up, Jam'iyya Ihya Minhaj al-Sunnah supposedly. Why? Because they went with a political activist. They left the ulama. Until today, you see the situation. More and more astray. Bid'ah starts handspan. Now they're walking with EDL. Huh? Now they're walking with EDL. Are you walking with EDL? I'm marching with EDL. SubhanAllah. And that happened back in the days, 95. Sunnah. And now it's EDL. You're walking with EDL. Kaif. Yani ghulu. Extremism. Yaakum al-ghulu. Extremism in the region. Back in those days, Salaf, Naam, Salaf, mashallah. You left the ulama. And now what is CD? Abu Aliya. CD. Abu Aliya. Sufi Salafi. How you make Sunnah with Bid'ah? How you have Sufi Salafi, Ya Rabbillah? Kaif. Sufi Salafi. Sufi means Bid'ah, Ya Akhi. Sufi means that you can. Yes, we're not talking about the Sufi meaning of Zuhud. That's not the Sufi we're talking about. Zuhud. Zuhud. Reality of Zuhud, nah, but Zuhud has also boundaries. Zuhud has boundaries. The Sufism in the later generation, and also the word Sufi, Sufism, all of that has gone astray and more astray, misguided. As for Zuhud, that's something else. That's not Sufism. Zuhud is something else. Sahaba had Zuhud. Prophet ﷺ himself used to sleep on the floor. And the mat would be on his, the marks of the mat would be on his back. The Prophet ﷺ, he wouldn't eat for maybe 30, 40 days. A fire would not be kindled in his household. He would eat dry bread. Oh, Aisha, any food today? She said, no. He said, today I'm fasting. That's Zuhud. The Prophet ﷺ was the best of worshippers. And he showed us Zuhud with his boundaries. Oh, Aisha, is any food today? There's only dry bread. And he said, anything to go with it? Khal. Khal is vinegar. He said, ni'mat, what a blessed additive this is. What a blessed additive khal, yani vinegar is. And he would mix the bread to soften it up, he would put vinegar. Zuhud, Prophet ﷺ didn't ask, you go out and he's hungry. Abu Hurairah would go out, tie stones around his stomach. And before him, Rasulullah ﷺ would also tie stones around his stomach. This is Zuhud. Not the lion Sufis. Bring your bid'ah and head twirling and ma'adri ish. Bid'ah after bid'ah and calling upon other than Allah, doing shirk with Allah. What zuhud is this? This is zuhud from ilm al nafi'. This is zuhud from sunnah. This is bid'ah what they are upon. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Sufi Salafi. How you have to do? Iyakum wal ghulu. Iyakum wal ghulu. Iyakum wal ghulu. Be warned of extremism. Be warned of extremism. Be warned of extremism. You know, takfiris, extreme. Those who go around calling Muslims kuffar, left, right, and center. Extreme. Iyakum al-ghulu, or takfiris. Did you know that there is ijma', that you can't call a Muslim brother a kafir unless you establish the proof on him? The ijma' that was mentioned by Imam Ahmad rahimullah, Ibn Qudama, and also Ibn Abdul Barr, right down to the imma of today, great scholars. Ibn Taymiyyah and other than them who mentioned ijma', consensus, that you can't go around calling Muslim a kafir unless you establish the proof on them. And the application as well was mentioned by Muhammad Wahhab rahimullah. Go back to his book, Risalatun ila Ahlil Qasim. Beautiful how he explained it there. And other than that, from the Majmu'ah Durrusaniyah, ijma', consensus, you can't call a Muslim a kafir unless you establish the proof on them. Hizb al-Tahrir used to go around saying all rulers kuffar. MashaAllah, you establish the proof on every single one. Every single one, you establish the hujjah upon them. You can't even mention every single one. So, iyyakum al-ghulu aw takfiris. Yes. And iyyakum al-ghulu. Jihad has conditions. Anyone just anyone says jihad, you go and fight. Killing yourself. Going to Syria or going to Iraq. And then you end up killing Muslims. Muslims killing Muslims. Killing women, children. Innocent people, got nothing to do with anything. The Prophet ﷺ even forbade killing of rabbis and priests, those who are in their monasteries. We mentioned the narration the other night in Sunan al-Bayhaqi, and other than that, from the authentic narration, about that. Prophet ﷺ, one day he saw in a battle, he saw a woman that was killed, and he said, and he warned against this, Ankara, he warned against this act, killing a woman in a battlefield. How about if it's not even a battlefield? So be warned of extremism. Because what's happening is, you got all these takfiris, people who are upon the way of Khawarij, because if you look at their aqidah, they're making takfir of rulers, they make it, their flag is not clear then. So how are you going to join them? How are you going to join them? Killing everyone and anyone, whoever's on the, and showing barbaric way. This is not Islam. Call him to Islam, Yahi. You want to show on YouTube that you're going to kill him? Call him to Islam, Yahi. Prophet said to Ali radiallahu anhu, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرُ لَكَ مِنْ حُمَنِ نِعَمٍ. For Allah to guide through you, one person is better for you than the red she camel. You want to ala tul kill him? What is this? Ghulu, ghulu, ghulu. Extremism, extremism, extremism. You want to put your life in the hands of extremists like that? Huh? In the name of what? Jihad, from its conditions, you have to have quwwa, power, enough strength to remove and repel the enemy. You're not able to do that. And sit back. Sit back and don't call for jihad and don't go with these extremists. Back in the 90s, we used to hear people say, oh, we are Islamic State in a place called, some little island. Some brother found a little island somewhere and he says, Khalas, I'm Islamic State. He told all his followers to burn their passports, but he kept his passport alive, all ready for him to get back. They all burned, it was Masakid. They all, and this was in where? What's that place called? Marbalach, was it? Nah, not too far from here. Takfiris, because they're everywhere. Salah Salama, Khawarij. The Prophet said they are the dogs of the hellfire. Why? Look, the warning, dogs of the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Be careful you call Muslim a kafir. Be careful you put your life in the hands of these extremists. Whether they are in Syria or in Iraq, where you go there and you end up killing innocent women and children and innocent people who have nothing to do with any battle or any fight. Because they don't have fiqh in the religion. Khawarij don't have fahm. Didn't Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu say to them, وَلَيْسَ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. There's no one from the companions of the Messenger with you. And we say to the Khawarij nowadays, whether they are in Syria or in Iraq, and all these who are roaming these streets, you have, just like Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said to them, there is none of the Sahaba amongst you. We say to them today, there is no one from the ulama amongst you. Which alim is with you? Which alim is with you? Then you mention some name that nobody's heard of for the past 20, 30 years. Unknown, majhul. Who's he? Come on, this is not a joke. Prophet Nam, the poet said, لا يصح في أدهاني شيء إذا احتاج إلى النهار دليل. The man is not saying if he needs proof to say it's daylight when the sun is shining, يا رجل. So عليك بالحديث وأهله. فرأي ليل والحديث نهار ولربما غلط الفتى سبل الهدى والشمس بازغة لها أنوار. Be with hadith and his people. For opinion is day, opinion is night, while hadith is day, is clear. Be with people of hadith. They're not people of hadith, they're not people of narrations. Be with people of hadith. It's not a matter of how much, it's what you are upon in aqidah and manhaj and your ibadah. Tasfiyah wa tarbiyah. Tarjun najata wa lam tasluk masalikaha. Inna safinata la tajri ala al-yabasi. You want success and you don't tread its path. You want salvation and victory, but you don't tread its path. Indeed, the ship doesn't sail through dry land. As Shaykh al-Albani always used to say, beloved Shaykh al-Albani,
Listen to his tapes. See how he dealt with the takfiris, Hizb al-Tahrir. We have translated it for you. Translated it for the ummah to come. Because we are going to be in this life very short. We have to connect the people with Ahlul Ilm for those to come later. It's not about us. It's about being with Ahlul Ilm. And so that when we pass by, one day, the people know how to deal with the takfiris from the kalam of Ahlul Ilm. The people know how to deal with the tablighis from the kalam of Ahlul Ilm. The people know how to deal with the haddadis from the kalam of Ahlul Ilm. Nothing is left out. It's detailed. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. We have 4 minutes before the adhan. Let's see what is. Takfiris in our area try to use as proof of hating the government in Saudi the statement of Sheikh Albani around the issue of the government allowing America to set base. Can you elaborate? There was difference of opinion amongst the scholars then regarding seeking aid of non-Muslims over Muslims. That's the issue. Seeking aid of non-Muslims over non-Muslims over Muslims. That was the issue. But the whole affair, if you look at it, as the scholars of Saudi mentioned, is not seeking aid of non-Muslims over the Muslims. It was over the Ba'athi regime, which was not Muslim, the Ba'athi regime of Saddam. And you all know who Saddam was. So the affair was not the issue of aqidah and manhaj regarding it was regarding that issue. The issue was regarding the application. Are they? Is the affair seeking aid of non-Muslims over Muslims? No, it wasn't like that. It was seeking aid with non-Muslims over non-Muslims who came to do what? To cause more harm than good. And in the Sharia, there are exceptions. There are exceptions. You just take one piece and that's it. You make a whole dome over it. There are exceptions. And that is الضرورة تبيح المحظورات. That when there is a darura, a necessity, it makes that which is haram halal. It's allowed within its means, according بقدرها. Within its means. Don't go beyond the boundaries. Don't go extra. So the whole affair was a matter of fiqh, a matter of understanding as to what was correct in that. But they're all in agreement. That seeking aid over a non-Muslim over Muslim is not allowed. And let me tell you one thing. Since, alhamdulillah, we're not living a life as a crab in its shell, nor are we living a life of a closet Muslim. We are living a life of open da'wah. Our da'wah is not hidden. So let me give you one narration. Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiyallahu anhu. Yes, yes, bi athari. Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiyallahu anhu. He left his family in Mecca, traveled to, migrated to Medina. Because he left his family in Mecca, he feared for them. He told the mushrikeen when the Prophet ﷺ was going to this place and that place and so on. Not because he had love for the mushrikeen in helping them over the Muslims, but because he feared for his family. Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a. Then therefore it's a matter of iman, matter of belief, matter of intention. What did you intend? What is it that he intended? He did not intend to help a non-Muslim over a Muslim in this matter. But rather, he, radiyallahu anhu, wanted to protect his family who had been left behind. He didn't want them to get killed in Mecca. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu didn't know that, so he was ready to strike him. Yani, and the Prophet said, "Da'hu, leave him. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ إِلَى أَهْلِ الْبَدْرِ وَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ. Leave him. It may be that Allah looked at the people of Badr and said, do as you wish. Because Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiallahu anhu was from the people of Badr who witnessed Badr. Well, did not intend to do what the takfir. If the takfir is been around, they will make takfir of the Sahabi. They will make takfir of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the likes of this Sahabi. So we say to them, O takfiris, there's no one from the scholars with you. No one. We say that with quwwah. We tell them who the ulama are. If they don't like it, we tell them. These are our ulama. The likes of in today, Sheikh Sa'if Fawzan, Sheikh Al-Haydan, Sheikh Rabi' bin Hadi, Sheikh Ubayd Jab, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, and other than them from great scholars. We have ulama. Alhamdulillah, they're not hidden. And they explain these affairs to us. Walillahil hamd. So don't take from them. Sheikh Al-Bari, rahimullah, did he go around speaking ill of Sheikh bin Baz, rahimullah? Did he go around speaking ill of Sheikh bin Baz, rahimullah, and Sheikh bin Uthaymin, rahimullah, and Sheikh Salih Fawzan and other than them? Did he do that? No. They were in the heart of one man. They loved each other for the sake of Allah. They loved each other. Great ulama.
who lived in this time, loving each other for Allah's sake. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said about him, رَجُلٌ طَوِيلُ الْبَعْ وَاسِعْ لِطِلَعْ قَوِيُّ الْإِقْنَاعِ. Shaykh Ibn Baz Rahimahullah said about Shaykh Albani, after knowing all of this about him, he said about Shaykh Albani Rahimahullah, there's no one under the sky more knowledgeable in hadith than him. Ya Rajul, they had love. What do you have except hatred and ignorance? Barakallahu feekum. Is there an ayah or hadith that refute those who say, I will be on my deen when I am old? How do you know you're going to get old? It could be today, it could be your last day. Naam. Ajal. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When their time comes, it's not preceded 1 hour, nor is it delayed. How you know you're going to reach old age? Is there ayah? There's many ayahs. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَعِيدُ. The agonies of death will come to you. That which you were running away from. Nobody wants to die. But we're all going to taste it. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتِ. Death has agonies. And he sweated, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he passed away. Death has agonies. We're all going to face it, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. How are we going to face it? Have we prepared for it? Ya أيها الذين آمنوا تقوا الله وقول يا أيها الذين آمنوا تقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Prepare what eat. Let every soul prepare for the next day. Every soul must prepare for the next day. How do you know that day will come? You want to wait until you are 60? How you know? Allahu Akbar. We have to be guides, Ya Ikhwan, wa Akhawat. We have to be guides to Islam, showing the beauty of Islam. The Prophet ﷺ, he told us how to live with our neighbors, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. We have to be out there, proactive, showing to the non-Muslims the beauty of Al-Islam. You and me are responsible in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment. We are responsible. The Muslims in Ethiopia, Habasha, when they were persecuted in Makkah, some Muslims went and migrated to Ethiopia, Habasha. They lived side by side with Christians in peace. Even the king of Ethiopia, Najashi, became a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Who gave da'wah to Abdullah ibn, who gave da'wah to Amr ibn As. And he became Muslim thereafter. The Prophet ﷺ showed us the beauty of Islam. One person to be guided through you is better than the red she-camel. Our call is not as we see in the media and the televisions or the internet, the barbaric actions that you see from these takfiris, the khawarij, these renegades, jihadist takfiris. This is not our call. Why? Because our call is mercy. You want animals' rights? It's in Islam. The Prophet ﷺ showed us that. The Messenger of Allah showed us animals' rights. He showed us rights that each and every one of us deserves. Neighbors' rights. Living side by side with your neighbors. Our call is to call the people to worship Allah alone. As Christians, what do they call? They call upon other than Allah. They call upon Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu salam. And they call upon him. And the Catholics, they call upon Mary, Maryam alayhi salatu salam. They call upon other than Allah. We don't call upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to help us. We don't call upon Yahya to help us in times of hardship. We call upon Allah alone. That's where salvation lies, in worshipping Allah alone. There's no intermediaries, there's no middleman. To get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's about sincerity. It's about you confessing to Allah alone, not in a confession box. So we have to go out there and we have to call the people to the correct Islam. People are going to be knocking on your doors. They want you to be Christians, like the Jehovah's Witness. They'll be knocking on your doors. So you have to be ready. Prophet said to Mu'adh bin Jabal, إِنَّكَ ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. You are going to the people of the book. Let the first thing you call them to is
worshipping Allah alone. La ilaha illallah. Any other narration? Tawheed. And yuwahidullah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who open doors to khair, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. What is irja' and why do people call Salafis murji'ah? The takfir is called the Salafis murji'ah is because they go around calling Muslims kuffar. That's why. And irja' in the Arabic language means to delay. Delay actions being part of iman. As Muslims, we say iman is in the heart, in the tongue, and in the limbs, the actions of the limbs. So how can a person be murji' if he says that? We say iman increases with the obedience to Allah, decreases with the disobedience to Allah. So how can a man be murji' if he says that? Rather, there are the takfiris, and there are the khawarij. And alhamdulillah, regarding the rulers, many say that the Salafis do not implement tawheed, as they do not speak out against the oppressive rulers, and we have ghulu of the scholars, it is clear. We say to them, first of all, we have qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, qala Sahaba. Allah says, "Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amri minkum." Obey Allah and obey the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those in authority over you. It's conditional. Obeying Allah is unconditional. Obeying the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unconditional. Obeying the rulers and those in authority over you is conditional that they call you to do obedience to Allah. La ta'at al makhluq fi ma'asiyat al khaliq. There's no obedience to creation in the disobedience to the Creator. In hadith in Muslim Imam Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man arada yansa'di sultani fala yubdi halaniyatan." Whoever wants to advise a ruler, don't do it openly. Aw takfiri. You're going against this hadith. Don't do it openly, but rather take him by the hand. Aw takfiri. You're going against that hadith, part of the hadith as well. And alone, aw takfiri. Three times now, you're going against that hadith of Messenger ﷺ. Rather, ad-dinu nasiha. Ad-dinu nasiha. Hadith Tamim ibn Aws al-Dari, Abu Ruqayyata. Ad-dinu nasiha. Ad-dinu nasiha. Ad-dinu nasiha, religion is advice. Religion is advice. Religion is advice to Allah, to His Messenger, to His book, to the book, to the Messenger, to the Sunnah, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the leaders of the Muslims and their common folk. So religion is advice to them. How is it done? Secretly, not in front of others. So you on a minbar 3,000 miles away, how is that following the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam or takfiri? Barakallahu fiqh. We have narrations and we stick to them. And we studied, alhamdulillah, kitab. Kitab al-Imara from Sahih Muslim, from Shaykh Abdul Masih Abad in the Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi, from cover to cover, from that whole chapter. And he went through all those narrations one by one about as-sam' wa-ta'a, how to understand those. Takfiris, they don't even know there is a bab in Sahih Muslim called Kitab al-Imara. So what you don't have, you can't give. Faqih shay, la yu'ti. Can we just take Quran and Sunnah without the fahm as-salaf? No. How you understand without Fahm al-Salaf? People say, there are some verses clear, some hadith clear, eat with the right hand, don't eat with the left. But you need Fahm al-Salaf. There are details that need to be explained. Why did ulama refute Maududi? Because Maududi was a political activist who praised Khomeini, and also it was politics for him. It wasn't an affair of Tawheed. Establishment of the worship of Allah alone. And that's why you find him denying hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like for example, he said, Maududi said, the Dajjal hasn't come after 1400 years, and that is the reality. Rejected the hadith of the Dajjal. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Antichrist, the Dajjal, every prophet that came warned against the Dajjal. You are saying he hasn't come, and that is the reality. What is the ruling on a man trimming his beard to a fist length? That is, as some of the scholars say, that is the sunnah, to grab the fist, after the fist, not before, but after the fist, to trim it. This is from the narrator who narrated this, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah. He narrated the hadith, trim the mustache and grow the beard. And then he explained, he is the narrator of the hadith, and some of the scholars say, like Shaykh Al-Bani, rahimahullah, the one who narrates knows much more what he has narrated than one who hasn't narrated, or one who didn't narrate. So he narrated the Prophet ﷺ, grab his fist, this act. And also you can find it in Irwa al-Ghalil. There is a narration there just before breaking the fast, to grab the fist. And it wasn't just Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, but other Sahaba. And we know from Abdullah ibn Umar that it was strict in upholding the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, it's a matter of difference of opinion. You're not going to be a Haddadi, fighting a man
I remember one hajuri said to me, you trim your beard after a fist, as if it was like a matter of aqidah, that, you know, take the man out of Islam, take the man out of sunnah. Ya akhi, I know brothers that went to Shaykh Al-Bani Allah, they went with big beards, they came out with short, with the beard after a fist. Why? Because of the dalil. At the end of the day, you're going to call Shaykh Al-Bani Allah as well, be extreme against him? No. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from extremism. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. I mean, don't be extreme as well. You have a Maghamsi, this Ustad Abdurrahman, they say he's a student of Maghamsi. MashaAllah, you're proud to be a student of Maghamsi. Maghamsi, the one who's a Sufi, they asked him on YouTube, they said to him, it was a woman, she asked him, it's a beard, 1 millimeter beard. They said to him, how come you don't grow your beard? Because the Prophet said, trim the moustache, grow the beard. He said, yeah, but he didn't say how long. He didn't say how long. Just like he didn't say trim how short the moustache, he didn't say how long. The Prophet said, the Salaf we follow, the Ansari of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. And they showed us. So those who follow the Fahm of Sahaba in this matter, then they have clarified this matter. And this is a matter of difference of opinion. And we know that there have been much that has been written on this with different wordings, urkhul liha, afu'al liha, all of those different wordings. But Fahm al-Salaf, Fahm al-Sahaba radiallahu anhum, explained that. Did anyone oppose Abdullah ibn Umar in this? Did anyone oppose him from the Sahaba? Did anyone oppose the other companions? This question to ask. Allah knows best. Jazakumullah khairan. That's a matter of fiqh. Bring me the dalil, inshallah, we follow the other position. It's like putting the hands on the chest. Down, up, down. Yani, bring the dalil, we follow. Barakallahu fikum. By the moment, Shaykh Al-Bani Allah's position seems to be the strongest. Allah knows best. Yeah.